Mike Michigoodson. And I know, you know, he's been around here since his injury and all that, but what are you seeing from a guy with an injury like that? It looks like he might be back ready to help you guys.
He's hungry to play. You know, it's always good to get the guys back out there, especially if the guy's been gone for a while. You know they're going to come with that fresh leg fury. You know, they've been going for a while. They're fresh. They're feeling good, and they're excited to get back out there. So a lot of, you know, I feel he's going to bring us a lot of great energy.
They got a beat-up O-line. What have you seen from those guys? And does that seem like an opportunity for you guys?
We just have to play the game the right way. You know, play the game the right way, and we'll like our results.
Apparently Aaron's going to practice on Saturday. McCarthy told us this morning, what would that mean to you guys?
You know, to get one of the team leaders back is always great, and Aaron's arguably best player in the league, has been year in, year out, so to get, whenever you get a leader back, that's excellent. Then not only to get a leader, but to get a guy like Aaron back is just phenomenal. So, you know, we'll see what happens, but, you know, in the event that, you know, he could come back, that would be great.
Can you talk about your shoes?
Yep. Slogan I came up with, be a hero, not a bully. You know, I'm sure some of you have heard before, but I got bullied quite a bit growing up, you know. This guy. So I really want to bring attention to that and let people know, if you see something, say something, stop it. Because the worst thing about getting bullied is the bystanders. Everybody just standing around watching it happen, whether it be teachers, parents, or, you know, other students. So I just think it's a thing is great to bring awareness to something like that, because I can definitely relate to that. And, you know, I just want to show the kids that you can overcome anything by being yourself. And I have be a hero, not a bully, on one leg and or on one shoe, and then be yourself on the other shoe, because a lot of, you know, people like to ridicule kids because they have interest in different things. I was a big fan of comic books and cartoons and anime and stuff, so I got picked on for that quite a bit. So that's why I put some of those characters on my shoes, you know, to show, like, be yourself, and you'll always end up getting the last laugh. Be yourself, you know. You know, God said he'll make your enemies your footstool. However you want to take that, I just feel as though make it that. People will have to eat humble pie one day, those that have picked when you.
Mike, is there anybody in your life that was able to be sort of what you're trying to do here for you? Anybody that helped you when you were going through some of that as a kid?
My sister, she's recently retired from the Air Force, and she was in the military at the time. So, you know, she definitely helped bring about that hardness that I, you know, possess in my character. She really was someone I could always talk to if I didn't really feel comfortable talking to my parents about it. And she was always there and really did a great job with helping me build my confidence. And that's the same confidence I carry with me today in the National Football League.